Sweaty schoolboys kick a football down Vilakazi Street. They rush past a simple brick and tin structure. The home once sheltered a young Nelson Mandela from the apartheid police.
As South Africans, we like to say to every country that is here, feel at home.
Sakile Nkomo is one of the budding soccer stars. He says South Africa's recent wins over higher-ranked Colombia and Denmark in World Cup warm-up matches is encouraging ahead of the tournament's opening game.
So they win no favors. We are going to play our normal football and we are going to beat Mexico 2-1.
Nkomo says there's no way the South African team, known as Bafana Bafana, will succumb to a Mexican pounding on home soil. Vilakazi Street resident Zachariah Molloy agrees.
Yeah, Bafana Bafana are going to win this game, convincingly. Maybe by 3 goals.
Young South African performers welcome foreign football supporters to Soweto. Local school caretaker Heglis Mazibuko jokes that they're beating what he calls funeral drums for the Mexican soccer team.
My God, we're going to trash those. We're going to lash them. Mexico is our breakfast.
He maintains South Africa is set to overshadow the globe's best football nations, even the mighty Brazil.
Oh, Brazil is playing a tricky soccer like us, but we don't jump on top of the ball. We touch that ball. We marinate it. Then we pass.
Mazibuko says finesse mixed with speed will win the hosts the most coveted prize in world soccer.
The World Cup will remain here in South Africa.
But Zachariah Molloy, while certain South Africa will win its first match, does not share his compatriots' confidence.
It's impossible. I can say it's impossible. I can bet semi-final place.
Maybe, by some miracle, he says, South Africa will make the semis. But Mazibuko says it cannot go further than this. Not after recently failing to even qualify for continental competitions.
We are going to meet Euro champions, including Brazil, Mexico, the USA there, Asian stream. It's too difficult. Yeah, it's too difficult. When we are failing to win our own cups.
In an alley off Vilakazi Street, 9-year-old Bonginkosi Dlamini blows his plastic vuvuzela trumpet. Unlike Molloy, the little boy has faith in Bafana.
It's going to be the World Cup, you'll see. You're going to win.
Who will win, Bafana?
Yes.
Why will they win? Tell me now, what is the special secret why Bafana will win?
Because they are clever and they will beat the other countries.
Dlamini's friend, Tebe Tafeng, says South Africa will first deal with Mexico and then go on to even bigger things.
It will be nice. We're going to take the World Cup because they are skillful.
How will they win the World Cup now that they haven't got their fattest player, Benny McCarthy, to play for them?
They still stars like Simpiwe Tshabalala.
Sakile Nkomo and his fellow South Africans say the time for talk is now over.
We want to prove everybody that Africa is ready for 2010. It's time. It's here. Feel it.
The world is watching, says Nkomo, and it's time for Africa to take action and to prove by means of this World Cup that a new age for the continent has finally arrived. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Soweto, South Africa.